Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pet questions, please, coming into us because Jane Pickett from the Island Wood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Ministry of Veterinary Group, joins me on this gorgeous summer's day. Good afternoon to you, Jane.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And let's stay with the fine weather because somebody is saying, a listener in the city says, Patricia, would you and Jane please remind listeners to put out fresh bowls of water for the birds every day during the hot weather? That's an important thing to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think particularly if there's any periods of drought, and although we may not be quite heading there yet, you know, water is in short supply. And those little wildlife, they'll be looking for little ponds. I suppose if we live in quite a rural area, but particularly in urban areas where there may not be a lot of free water, but there still may be wildlife, adding a little safe bowl of water that's nice and clean and perhaps up high, out of reach of cats or other predators, would be a really helpful thing to help these little guys out in the hot weather.
Okay, Aaron in Clonakilty has been on, and this kind of ties in with the warm weather. A 14-year-old Labrador in really good health, but is finding it hard to breathe in the heat. We keep him in the shade or in the kitchen as the tiles are cool and the sun doesn't hit the kitchen until later in the day. Should we be worried or is it just the heat? He's on a good diet. She describes him as being a heavy dog, more than likely slightly overweight, but seems to be panting a lot and out of breath.
Yeah, so certainly in these spells of hot weather, we do see our older dogs and cats begin to struggle a little bit more when they may not do normally in our normal kind of climate here in Ireland where it's quite moderate. Certainly things like being overweight or having a very heavy hair coat can help to make them feel unwell as well, because they have some extra insulation essentially. So that's a little bit of extra heat retention they have going on. So they'll find it harder than their slimmer or less furry counterparts. What I will say is that I suppose the basic advice in this situation sounds like, you know, this owner's doing a good job keeping that pet inside in the shade to help them out as much as possible. And that's what we'd recommend. So only short periods outside, ideally not in the hottest 3 hours of the day from midday to 3 o'clock. And, you know, they really need to be supervised at all times and make sure they have access to water and access to shade and keep a really close eye. What I would always say in this situation is that, you know, every dog's tolerance for this is a little bit different. And if we have an older dog that may be a little bit overweight, their ability to get rid of heat is not going to be great compared to their younger, slimmer counterparts. I would say if you're in any concern about your pet's breathing, it's really worth ringing your vet and getting them booked in for a checkup. Although it's tempting in the hotter weather to blame a lot of things on it, and certainly, you know, the common things are common. We're hot, so we pant a little bit more. It can cause problems like heat stroke. So if they overheat, and that, as I say, can vary from dog to dog, the amount of exposure they'll need, they will begin to struggle with their breathing as they're really overheated. But also, it's really important to think that it may just be a coincidence. So we have an older dog who thankfully sounds like they've been otherwise really healthy, but struggling to breathe, whether it's hot or cold weather, is a big red flag that it is really worth, in this case, checking in with your vet, getting your pet seen to make sure that it is just the hot weather and that there's not something else going on, be it with the heart or the lungs, that might, I suppose, should we wait until the hot weather blows over? we might miss out on a chance to be able to help them out. So I think in this situation, I'd advise that little pet is seen by the vet just for safety's sake, to put everybody's mind at ease, and then just make sure, as long as there's nothing else going on, we try and keep them nice and cool, as you are doing.
Because I remember last year we had a very distressed caller to the programme during that heat wave that we had, that amazing week where it went over 25 degrees for the 5 days and it was deemed a heat wave. And they thought they were doing everything right. They had a young dog and they came home to find the dog had died from heat stroke. I mean, you know, it can kill.
It absolutely can. And it is devastating. I think the thing is, you need to attack managing their heat control from all angles. So manage their environment, make sure they only have a very short period outside and they're supervised. Make sure they have access to shade. Fresh, cold water is really helpful. I really think even in certain light coloured dogs, for example, and in cats that have kind of like low pigmented skin, it's really important to think about sun cream in those guys as well. So pet safe sun cream is a really important thing. If you have a very light skinned pet that doesn't have a lot of hair cover, or a cat with white ears, because that can cause a lot of burning problems as well. Really what I'd say is you just need to be vigilant. I think the biggest killer in the case of heat stroke tends to not be dogs being left in ambient temperatures, but it tends to be when they're left in something like a conservatory or next to a window with no shade, no cool area. And I suppose the biggest one of all, hot cars. So the temperature within a car can, in this weather, get up to absolutely scary, scary temperatures, even within 5 minutes. So if you're thinking about leaving your pet while you just pop into the shop or pop to the coffee shop to get a takeaway coffee, even that period of time is super dangerous. So please, please, please don't risk it. Make sure they're never left unattended in a hot car.
OK, a 12-year-old Jack Russell, who's developed some kind of an itch just under his front legs, almost in the armpits, scratching so much to the point of bleeding. It happened last summer again. Could it be some kind of an allergy? And if so, what would the treatment be?
Yeah, it could be an allergy, I suppose. So a lot of allergies are to things in the environment. Sometimes we know exactly what they are. If they happen like clockwork and we know what they've been exposed to recently. But sometimes they can just be seasonal and it can be a little bit difficult to work out, particularly ones around this time of year where we have all of the pollens kind of coming out at once. If it happened this time last year and like clockwork, it's happened again, it could well be an allergy. I'd say it's definitely worth speaking to your vet. There's lots of things that we can do to help pets out with allergies, minimise their itching and inflammation over those periods. It might just be that your pet needs the help of a medication to get them through. What I will say, though, is if it's in the area, kind of in the armpits and over the front, they are the hot and sweaty areas. So it may just be worth considering that, well, it might not be an allergy. Is it because everything's a bit hot and sticky at the moment? And I think the important thing is we all have normal bacteria and yeast growing on our skin. And in normal times, everything kind of regulates itself, keeps itself at a normal level. But if suddenly we've got a burst of hot weather, and we've got a hot and sticky dog, well, hot and sticky conditions are like the party zone for bacteria and yeast. They love to grow and they love to set up skin infestations and infections. And they can be really hot and red and uncomfortable and itchy. So it is worth bearing in mind that it might not be an allergy, it might be something else. And that equally would need treatment with either topical washes that would be kind of medicated from your vet, or maybe even medications directed at the problem itself. But the important thing in this situation is knowing the difference just from seeing how your pet is at home is virtually impossible. What your vet will need to do is probably some testing on the skin to look at what's under the microscope. Well, is there any indication of infection or a yeast overgrowth that they need to treat? And then when that's excluded, they'll be able to discuss with you, well, is it an allergy? So it's one of those ones I wouldn't chance it and try and guess. This really needs the help of a vet who can do a little bit of a workup on your pet's skin.
Because there's nothing worse than an itch when you've got an itch yourself. It would drive you
absolutely
cuckoo. Annette in Crosshaven, a 3-year-old cat, started to sneeze and one left eye weeping. It's only happened last week or so. Any chance it could be hay fever? She wonders, do cats get hay fever, or could it be something else?
They can do, in the sense that we can all kind of have, I suppose, allergies to things in the environment, like we were speaking with the last case there. However, it is quite uncommon that it would manifest in that way, with kind of a gunky eye and a runny nose. What's far more common to manifest in a cat with a gunky eye and a runny nose is cat flu. So there's a number of different viruses and bacteria that all kind of sit under the umbrella of cat flu. Now, it could just be that it's unlucky and it's ran into one of those and now it's got the signs. Now, in a lot of cases, those things will blow over when the cat's immune system will kick in, and like ourselves, if we get a cold or a flu, eventually will improve. But what I will say, though, is if it's lingering or if your pet seems in any way unwell in themselves otherwise, so if they're not quite themselves, a bit more lethargic, if they're, you know, not really into eating their dinner as much as they would, or if you feel they're in any way struggling to breathe, you really need to visit your vet sooner rather than later, because I suppose with cats, some may have a really good immune system, but others may not. They may need the help of medications to help them clear that. So it's just important to err on the safe side.
Okay. And Damien from Mallow, his dog Ollie is a mixed Jack Russell, a senior dog, 13 years of age, very obedient, always been an indoor dog, toilet trained very quickly. Well, recently he started peeing inside. Is it something to worry about, or is it just a bit of old age setting in, or is it an act to get more attention? Damien is wondering.
So I suppose I think unlikely to be an act to get more attention. Usually dogs don't like soiling their kind of, I suppose, their den, which is essentially your house. So they're usually quite protective of that. So they normally won't pee inside if they have previously been trained to do their business outside, unless they're either caught short, struggling with their mobility, or a bit of kind of old age and senility has kicked in. So if it's just old age and forgetfulness, then that may be something moving forward we just kind of have to manage, maybe using some puppy pads and things like that just to mop up the mess. If it is that they've been caught short, that could be for a number of reasons, whether it be a kidney or a bladder infection that's giving them an increased urgency to pee, so they're getting caught short before they can go out. So that would really need a checkup by your vet, maybe a urine sample to screen for that. Or really common in these older guys is if their mobility is not brilliant, sometimes they'll be trying to get up to go out and they'll almost be avoiding it because they don't want to move because they're a bit uncomfortable. And by the time they really need to go, they're caught short. So get your vet to check on your pet's mobility and comfort too.
All right. Okay. Listen, good advice as always. Have a lovely week and we'll chat to you next Thursday.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for that. That is Jane Pickett of the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.